Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. Jerry Ripperger is our guest. He's with the Principal Financial Group. We're talking about ESOPs, Employee Stock Option Programs, as a way to sell your business to your employees. Jerry, that's Principal Group, principal.com or principalgroup.com? I always forget.
Principal.com.
Principal, P-A-L, P-R-I-N-C-P-A-L, principal.com. Check it out. And Jerry, you guys actually, this is one of the things you help companies with, isn't it? To manage their ESOP programs.
Correct, Jim. We're the largest administrators of ESOP plans in the United States.
Yeah.
So we have a great deal of depth and breadth of capabilities to help employers, business owners that are looking to transition ownership.
Would you get us the names of a handful of folks, two or three that have gone through this that could talk to us about, come on the show and talk to us about this?
Oh, we got all kinds
of
clients.
If you'll get, I'd like to introduce my audience to some of these folks and let them tell us about their story. You know, Jerry, we talked about the issue, how many businesses are going to need to be sold and how ESOP could be a good option for them. We talked about some of the what it is. It's a retirement plan for the employees who are buying the business. We know that there are tax advantages because it's a retirement plan, right? I mean, the money that's coming to you from the company to buy the stock that goes into your portfolio is tax deferred. We get that, but where does the money come from to buy out the owner?
Yeah, there's a lot of different ways to structure an employee stock ownership plan, but a big chunk of the cash flow, Jim, actually comes from tax savings. And there's a couple of different ways that comes from there. First of all, you know, I was working with a small business owner a couple of weeks ago. This company had about $4 million of cash in the business, cash and equivalents. Their mm-hmm. comment was, well, why don't I just dividend that money out now? That's great, but that's going to be subject as ordinary income to probably 40% combined state and federal income tax. Whereas if they sold part of that company to an ESOP, that same $4 million will come out as a capital gain. And then we tax it 15% mm-hmm. plus your state capital gain mm-hmm. rate, which could, you know, be a savings of up to 25% just from tax efficiency alone.
Right.
Of how that value.
So the government can help pay for part of it. You're probably going to need a bank to get involved, right?
Yeah, what happens is the company will go out and get a loan from the bank. The company then takes the proceeds of that loan and loans it to the ESOP.
Right.
And the ESOP uses it to buy the shares from the owner.
And who's going to guarantee, the bank's not going to loan that money to an ESOP or to a company. They're going to require some individual to sign for that loan, to guarantee that loan.
You know, it's going to depend on your balance sheet and your income statement.
Yeah. Well, most small businesses don't have the balance sheet for a bank to loan them money without any personal guarantees.
Yep.
I mean, it is done, but it takes a pretty good sized company for that to be pulled off.
Because of that, Jim, we see an awful lot of transactions where they're actually seller financed.
Mm-hmm.
So the seller's now pulled out portion of that value as a capital gain, and then they create an ongoing income stream of interest income.
Right.
Rather than paying that to the bank, and you know, who should be more confident about the future of that mm-hmm. business than the business owner that created it?
Right, exactly. So the paper, now taking back paper, that's another thing. And then I mentioned something in the early part of in the first segment, Jerry, about the real estate. A lot of these businesses that are being sold, the owner of the business owns the real estate separately as an individual.
Mm-hmm.
And so the rent starts coming from the business to the employee. Of course, they've always had that, but my point is they can do some things with the rent to contribute to this overall payout too, can't they?
Absolutely, they could continue to do that. I mean, as long as that the transaction approximates a fair market value arrangement, the owner could obviously still lease that property back to the organization.
Mm-hmm. and maybe even have a, you know, maybe even buy the business and the owner take back the paper on that and they start getting payments on it instead of rental income.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's why if you work with 20 ESOPs, you're going to work with 20 different arrangements.
Right.
Because they're all very specific to that business owner's needs and the company's needs and the employee's needs.
If somebody wants to contact you about helping them with an ESOP, how do they do that, Jerry?
Oh, you just go to principal.com, hit contact us, put ESOP in the subject line, and I will be happy to give them a call.
And that'll go right to Jerry's desk. Hey, Jerry. Get us some of those examples of folks that you've helped, and I'd like to interview them.
We will absolutely get you some clients.
Thanks. Jerry Ripperger, ladies and gentlemen, with the Principal Financial Group. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.